The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, the phrase special needs children has been used quite a bit, I suppose, in the last few days in the context of this conversation on special needs education, which was meant to resume today. We even had the Minister of State for Special Education, Josepha Madigan, coming under fire. She described people without additional needs as normal. Now, she subsequently apologised for that. But look, this is a problem we face, and people talk about autistic children or Down syndrome children as opposed to children with autism or Down syndrome or anything else. So how important is language when it comes to talking about the issue of special needs and special education? Well, our very own Steve Daunt here himself, who has a speech disability, has joined me on the line to discuss. Steve, are you frustrated, first of all, to see this current impasse with getting children with special needs back to school?
I'm not a parent of a child with additional educational needs, but I do have sympathy for anybody caught up in this mess. I think my frustration stems from two aspects. Firstly, we forget that to the kids involved, it's just school.
You just, Steve, talking about school, that you refer to, you know, additional educational needs instead of special. And I just wonder about the importance of that language that you're using. And you, as well, when you say it's just school, can you maybe give us an insight into your experience then of school, of special school, as it were?
That is a long time ago. I don't want to romanticize special school, but at the time, my friends and I just saw it as going to school. Yes, we had additional needs, but we were classmates. We actually wanted to learn. We didn't see our school as some kind of daycare. We were also primary school-aged kids who loved each other's company. To give you an example, we played cowboys and Indians using crutches as guns. To us, that was normal. By the way, I still am close to quite a few of my primary school classmates. I think wider society forgets that aspect during debates like this.
Moving on to today, Steve, how can I ask, how has lockdown been for you?
Well, I haven't seen your friendly face since March 13, for one thing. I also have the perfect COVID body. My GP asked me to lose the twins the last time I saw him. However, as person with asthma, I would be classed as medically vulnerable, so I have been good and staying in. Compared to the earlier ones, this lockdown has been harder, as I haven't gone past my front gate since Christmas Eve. But I get on with life. Working from home may be new to most, but it has some advantages for a disabled person.
Speaking of disability, Steve, have you noticed at least that we seem to be talking about these issues more? Is that a good thing?
This is the second point I want to raise. I don't think I've seen as many mentions of disability in my life. However, I do think it may be a double-edged sword. It's great that we are acknowledging there are disabled people in Ireland, but I do think we need to have a discussion around the kind of language we use and who is doing the talking.
Can you expand, Steve, on what you mean by who is doing the talking?
I need to be careful here. I want to go beyond the current debate over schools. In a way, I know I'm both lucky and privileged. I use and abuse Twitter. I work in media. You know me. But what if there are no Steves to turn to? Or what if disabled people are solely defined by words like special or vulnerable?
As you just mentioned them, what do you think of the words vulnerable? And I use the words vulnerable and special.
Vulnerable and special. I know they are used with the best intentions, but I actually don't want to hear them after this is over. This is especially the case with politicians entrusted with making policy. Policies are there to make the lives of citizens better. I am using the word citizen deliberately. Citizens have rights. It's very subtle, but there does seem a sense of othering going on. It's hard to explain, but I am worried about will disabled people be seen as equal citizens? Will their needs be seen as rights? Or will we be seen as passive vessels of care? We might disappear into a world of care. That's my biggest fear for the future. Language and words matter. I'm just asking people to think before using them.
Listen, Steve, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you here on The Hard Shoulder, our very own Stephen Daunt there. I'm sure people listening to that would like to have their say. 53106 is the number. You can get me on Twitter at The Hard Shoulder. We'll get the latest news headlines now. Here's Owen.